brings you to see the nurse today. So, headache and nausea. Did you come from P.E.? No. Did you hit your head, or were you hit in the head? No. Well, sometimes headaches do make one feel queasy. All right, you can lie down here, and I'll come check on you in a few minutes. All right, then. How are you? What the hell are you doing? If you're healthy enough to play with yourself, you're more than healthy enough to stay in class. Oh, well, no. No, I'm not going to send you back to class. Not yet. Because I'm going to give you something that will help you remember that I need to see the nurse is not a get-out-of-class-free card you can use at your whim. Well, the first thing you're going to do is push your pants and your underwear down around your knees. Now. Very good. The second thing, your shirt. Pull it up. I want to see as much of you as I can. I need to be sure you're healthy, after all. Look at you, laid out like a present for me. What? You think this is going to be like one of your silly porn fantasies come to life? The student and the naughty nursey fucking like rabbits? Sorry, sweetheart. Not with me in the office. What? No, I'm not going to examine your cock or your balls either. I'm sure that they're perfectly fine. If you'd like me to examine your prostate, I'll go get some gloves. Some boys like that kind of thing from a woman, you know? Well, now you do. I wasn't planning on touching you at all, at least not with my own hands. You've been an ass, wasting my time, so I don't think you deserve a happy ending. Not right now, anyway. What am I planning? You'll find out. First of all, your cock's looking a little sad and deflated. I want you to bring it back to attention while you tell me what you were thinking about while you were playing with yourself earlier. Yes, now, and no, I'm not going away. You were eager enough before, after all. Go on, stroke your cock. That's it. Now, tell me. Huh? You were thinking about me? Were you thinking about how my legs look, my white hose clinging to their every curve, the way my skirt shapes itself to the swell of my ass, then swings free around my thighs? Were you thinking about my lips, maybe about having them wrapped around the head of your hard, leaking cock, while my tongue teased you? Or maybe you were thinking about my breasts covered by this conservative top that shows just a hint of cleavage. Is that what you were thinking of while your hand rubbed and stroked and pulled at your dick? I'd like to see that dick of yours again. I want you to stop touching yourself now. Yes, because I told you you weren't going to get to come. Not yet. You put your hands under your ass. That's it. Like that. You leave them there. You move them, I'll have to end your lesson early, and I don't think you'll learn anything if I do. Good. So, how many times have you fantasized about coming in here and somehow convincing me to have sex with you? Do you masturbate in the shower, pretending my soapy hands are sliding over your cock? Up and down, and making you so hard? Yes, I did unbutton the top button on my shirt. I'm not entirely surprised that you noticed. You think about my breasts, don't you? Think about how they might look, what size my nipples are, what color they are, how hard they get. You think about putting your hands on, squeezing, jiggling them, just like this. You want to touch yourself, don't you? This little glimpse of my breasts is driving you crazy, isn't it? This should really bother you, then. I'm going to lift the hem of my skirt just enough for you to see that I'm wearing stockings. Boring stockings, yes. That means they don't go all the way up. Yes, that does mean that if I were to lift the hem of my skirt further, you could see my panties. They're green today, if you are curious. And they're one of my favorite pairs. No. No, I'm not going to show you. Not yet. How would you take me if I said yes to fucking you? Would you tell me what to do and get straight to the sex? Or would you rather take some time? I bet you'd want me on my knees. On my knees with your cock in my mouth. On my knees, sucking, licking, and taking your cock so, so deep while I played with your balls. I bet you'd blow your load in a minute if I did, though. I like my men with more stamina, because when I want to be fucked, I want to be fucked. Yeah, I opened up another button. You can see my bra now, can't you? It's work appropriate, so it's black with just a little bit of lace. Makes my breasts look great, though, doesn't it? And you want to touch them in the worst way, I can tell. Would you like me to put them on either side of your dick and rub it with them? No, no, no. You're not to touch yourself, but not until I say. I can almost feel it, you fucking away between my tits. And you'd probably come all over my collarbones. Just so you know, I'm not particularly fond of girls. Let me see, what time is it? Oh, plenty of time left for your lesson. It's your turn again. You may touch yourself, but you have to do it slowly. You're not to have an orgasm until I've given you permission. Go on, while you're doing that. I want to hear what you think about when you're jerking off to thoughts of me. Me with another woman? And I suppose that you think about us rubbing our tits on one another and scissoring. Two wet pussies sliding, grinding against one another. Typical adolescent fantasy, yes, but an arousing one nonetheless. I may be something of a bitch, but I'm not immune to the power of sexual fantasy. Well, I'm not going to tell you. I may or may not tell you, but for now, no. You're doing an admirable job with my instructions. You can go faster, but you're not going to come. Make some noise while you play with yourself now. I want to hear you. Stop. Good. Hand back under your ass. That's it. You're a surprisingly obedient young man for someone that lied their way in here just to masturbate. I'm going to make a note of it in your chart. Oh, no. This one is exclusive. One that I keep here on hard copy so that only myself and a few others have access. Oh, the headmistress for one. No, I don't think it's necessary for her to see it. Unless you give me a reason to make it necessary. I didn't think you had planned to. That is beside the point, which is this. Now that we've gotten to the real reason you're here, I'm going to administer some corrective medicine. Oh, don't worry. It won't taste of anything at all. You don't swallow it. You will need to get up off that cot, however. Yes, stand up. Turn around facing the bed. Yes, you can move your hand. But not to touch your dick. Good. Now, bend forward and put your hands on the bed. Yes, just like that. Now, I'm going to step out for a second, and you're going to stay put. If you don't, the headmistress will hear about this little incident, understand? I thought you would. All right, I'm back. Do you know what this is? Close. It's a yardstick. And I'm sure you know exactly what I'm going to do with it. Well, I had a look through your chart before I came back in here and caught you playing with yourself, and both you and your parents signed the corporal punishment permission slip, so, yes, I am. You're to count off before, and then apologize for wasting my time after every stroke. I'll give you a dozen to start with. And we begin with... stand up and turn around. You're still hard. Impressive. In that case, you can play with it again. Not too fast, and that's right, no orgasm. I get a lot of your friends in here for the same reason, you know. I had to come up with a way to get rid of them. A friend of mine made a remark about beating them off with a stick, and I thought, why not? Only you do the beating off, and I apply the stick. It's worked fairly well so far. Stop. Stop right there. You were getting far too close. Turn around and put your hands on the bed. You're getting twice as many as last time, and you're to count and apologize again. Now. Around. You are actually dripping. I see. Perhaps you do need that examination after all. However, there will be some rules. You will not touch me, and you will not touch your cock while I am examining you. You will not speak unless I ask you a question. And you will not do anything until and unless I give you an explicit instruction. Do you understand? Good. I need to get a pair of gloves. Wait. Spread your feet apart. Lucky for you, that's as far as I need you to move them, isn't it? Fold your hands in the small of your back and hold still. Yes, your testicles feel normal. Both of them. Your cock feels normal as well. Firm. Hot. Let me run my hand over it from bottom to top. Yes, very good. And how sensitive is the head? If I wrap my hand around it and then do this with my thumb, you may answer in whatever way seems to be the best. Was that a pleased sound or a pained sound? Pleased. Good. So you can also feel it when I do this? Yes? Good. Oh, I forgot the sample cup. Just a moment, and no touching. Here I am. And the cup. I will be inducing ejaculation so we can be absolutely certain you're perfectly healthy, all right? I'm only going to touch you with the tips of my fingers, like this. No, I think that's as much stimulation as you need. Warn me when you're reaching your climax, won't you? More pre-cum. All right, I'll rub a little more briskly. Is that working? Yes? Good. Oh, you're going to come? Thank you. I'll let go of you. And there's the sample. Perfect. It wasn't as good as you were hoping it would be? Of course it wasn't. This was for science, not for pleasure. If you wanted to jerk off for pleasure, you shouldn't have lied to your teacher, lied to me, and then tried jerking off in a limited amount of time between lying down and me coming to check on you. Now, get your clothes put to rights, wash your hands, and get back to class. If you try this stunt again, I'll turn you over to the headmistress. And she's not nearly as pleasant as I am when it comes to liars.